thought I was joking when I said we'd be done by 11:15.
That was your first one.
There is no jokes about this. None at all. Just be awake.
As soon as we get that letter, then you will contact me too. So I think in 2 weeks, you have a problem with us.
No hurry.
And take it off.
Okay.
You'll get all letters.
Unless you have a...
Yep.
Okay.
Unless your address or phone number changes.
No, everything's...
Secretary's report.
Yeah, no problem.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to adjourn.
How about approving the minutes?
We just did that.
Just did that, okay.
Yeah.
See, I'm wide awake.
Just one quick new business. Prior to the meeting, we had an informal discussion with Nancy, and we're going to add one. Right now, we're doing 35 cases. We're scheduling 35 cases per hearing. And correct me if I'm wrong, 17?
We've been doing 17 denials and 18 revocations.
So we're going to bump it up. We're going to add a denial to that, correct? I know Nancy wants to add 9 denials, but we're going to move one denial up. So it'll be, so that'll bring us up to 36 cases per hearing.
Or 13 by any other.
Yeah, I know. It's just amazing. So.
And it's not 13. I mean, I'm just...
Yep.
But yes,
so
I will
you
add
schedule
one.
35, and then
we 35.
And this is where we are.
Now,
but I mean,
have one other. I wish Bryn was still here, but Mike is here. And these disqualifiers, do we have any power to call these people?
Call them and say, don't jump.
And say, you've got a felony, you've got a disqualifier, you've got. I
Can
mean,
we update
I know
the website
everybody has.
And do like a fact sheet, maybe?
And send it.
No, just have it on the website as a link, just a PDF, just like facts. Like commonly asked questions, maybe, or something like that.
We have like the automatic disqualifiers, but.
But in plain speak, like you have it like.
And people don't read. I mean, they would.
Yeah.
They don't read.
They don't look at signs, they don't
go
read.
Up, they're not going to. So, and not that we could add, I mean, obviously by the time I find out that they have automatic disqualifiers, we're not going to be able to add any more to our docket.
Mm.
However, it would save everybody a bunch of trips. I mean, I don't know if that's something we should be doing. I know that in my head that SLFU probably doesn't really have the time to.
And I think.
Or we could just alter the letter when we send it out too. At SLFU, they could just keep, like, again, our own fact sheet, like, if you are a felon, there's nothing that can be done until the felony is removed by state and federal law and then cite the statutes and maybe give a link.
A felony, I mean, the pardon a lot, I mean, you don't really ever throw out the clean slate. Isn't a clean slate, like, a whole lot easier to get?
Yeah, we'll talk.
Okay. Okay. But anyway. So, yeah, I mean, again, I more so, like I said, it's usually too late by the time I know they have automatic disqualifiers
to add.
But at least we can't really add anybody else.
But I'm just curious, so you say 35.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and how far in advance of the meeting do you do that?
I mean, I've got 35 cases from
now
until 2027.
So between now and the next meeting, what happens?
They go away.
Go away. They call you and tell you?
I ask them for an RSVP, so I ask them to respond to me and say, are you coming or you're not coming? Some people listen, some people don't, so it doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, that Ellison that didn't show
said
confirmed that he was coming. But this is what happens. The state, because they have 18 cases,
I see.
And they resolve all of them, or the ones that are not disqualifiers. On occasion, not a lot, but on occasion they'll get one that is unsuitable, that really should go forward and say, this is why we think you shouldn't have a pistol permit. Bridgeport's another one lately, and not. For nothing. I mean, I appreciate what they're doing for us. However, they issued all their, they had four cases today, they issued all their permits. They have three on March 5th, they've issued all those permits. I just got an email from Bridgeport this morning saying that one person from March 19th has been overturned and already picked up their permit. They have six for that day, but, so Bridgeport's usually, they have, so of my 17 cases, six of them are Bridgeport's, and they issue them. And I'm not saying they shouldn't, if they think they should, but...
But if you knew a little sooner.
Right, and they don't, and Waterbury's another one. Waterbury waits until the last minute, and they're, you know, I did throw out their April Waterbury's. I said, you need to tell me, just because of, we have that one important meeting that's coming up, that I wanted to make sure, like, how many, I don't, we're not gonna add anybody to that meeting, because I don't know what's gonna transpire with that, that hearing. So, yeah, they, you know, and, well, yesterday, Griswold, we're gonna, when the first selectman's not coming, we're gonna issue a permit. Why didn't you do that yesterday? She's known for more than a month, because I had a long discussion with her. I don't want to issue permits, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. But that's your job, that's your job. And I mean, I can't tell them to do it, but you've got nothing.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So when the issuing authority decides to, not to grant the permit, or the state decides to, you know, revoke the permit, how is the appellant notified? Did they get a written thing that says...
Certified mail.
Yeah, they have...
Through the state certified mail.
So why can't something in there say, if you have a felony conviction?
Yeah, if you, so two things. One, if you look at the first case, the East Hartford case, their letter was very specific, that you have a felony.
Right.
And he said, yeah, but I don't want to be thrown away like a piece of paper.
At the same time, even if they're automatically denied, even if they have the felony, they still have a right to appeal.
Right.
Just to come here and learn that they can.
But it just seems to me like these guys come here and say, well, I didn't know that.
No, that most of them...
I knew I had a felony, but I didn't know I couldn't appeal, you know.
Or...
Well, they can't appeal, but they can't win. We've had attorneys come with clients with a felony, with an attorney.
But can't we say something? We always make the comment when they come that we don't have the authority to overturn a felony.
And I mean, I can make that phone call.
Why can't we say that up front?
I mean, I commit, but am I supposed to make that call? And I'm gonna tell you, and when I think of Craig Fishbein, I'm gonna know, yeah, that you're being an attorney, I don't know. No, but I just, if I've got proof in front of me...
So when we used to do we used to have the automatic denial dates.
Correct.
We would send the letter, the notice of the hearing, to the appellant, along with that letter, and we would use terms like, it appears that you have a conviction, or it appears whatever, that would automatically disqualify you. We would still put that in the letter.
That's for the slam, that's what, for the automatic disqualifiers, but to do it for people...
And we don't, and a lot of times you don't know until we get the...
Until we get the packet, which is 10 days prior.
Until we get the packet and the information from the PD.
Yeah.
So if we have a backlog, and we have names, and a felony conviction shows up as a next disqualifier, we can't run a query with these names and say...
No, we don't have the ability, we don't... Nancy doesn't have the ability to enter, to do a query. We have read-only.
Does anyone on the state side with interest have the opportunity to do that?
They're, I think, a little overwhelmed. I can tell right now that the unit's not going to want them. The unit's not going to want them. And that can change. We get it from Bridgeport.
Oh, we get a lot of pardons.
We get pardons. We don't know it. And Bridgeport gets aware they have a pardon, but they don't care until the day before.
It just seems as though a more informative statement at the time that their permit's denied, saying that you have a right to appeal, but understand that if you have certain felony convictions, the board doesn't have the authority to do it, and your remedy there would be first to go to the Board of Pardons and then seek, you know, something like that, just so...
I don't understand why we can't say that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I don't understand why we can't say that.
Well, we don't send the denial letter.
No, but I'm saying, if we wrote up something like that and gave it to all the issuing authorities and saying, when you deny a permit.
You have to add this as well.
Throw this in there, yeah.
We're requesting you to add this as well, yeah.
We'll change the statutes.
Because, you know, we're wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so next time we do, because next time we do the training for the PDs, which will probably come up again in the future, I'll draft something up. And we'll submit that to the PDs to ask them.
Oh, especially their denial letters. Some of their denial letters are.
Templates. We'll give them templates.
We've given templates.
But a lot of times it's not the PDs, it's the.
Willimantic. Your permit's been denied, you can appeal. That's all they say. They give no information at all, none. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just, like that guy today that came in late. I mean, he's the one that said, you know, I don't know where I'm going, but he had an automatic qualifier. And that, at that point, you want to say, well, don't waste. I mean, he came from Torrington. Don't waste your time. Like, you're not going to get your permit.
Yeah, well, it's in the best interest of the police department, too, because they don't have to somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It saves everybody time.
Correct. Well, even, I mean, yesterday, East Hartford called me late yesterday afternoon and said, you know, I work nights. The guy's a convicted felon. Do I have to come? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, you do. I mean, and I hate that. I hate that. And the guy comes here and says, yeah, I know I do. It was 15 years ago. But you know you have a felony.
When you do do you do the training?
Yes.
I mean, if you do the training, and you had, like, model language to give the cops, you know.
Which they've given. They all have the templates for the best practices for a denial letter. If you take, there was a PD here today who spoke. You know, again, they see misdemeanor disqualifier on the criminal history. Well, that's wrong. You know, the criminal history is wrong because it shouldn't be there because it was a narcotics charge. It was a marijuana charge from, let's say, 1980. Yeah. But it's not. But it's still showing up on the SPRC as a misdemeanor disqualifier. So if it says misdemeanor disqualifier on the SPRC, they're not going to issue, even though the statute doesn't, even though the
everything has changed.
And at the same time, the person that was presenting today said he didn't do the investigation. It went from an intake person to a detective to a unit supervisor up to the chief. Then when it's appealed, he ends up with it. Mm-hmm. Probably has more knowledge than, you know, when there was a lieutenant there who used to do the cases, it was, I'm not using names, but it was, didn't have the issues you're seeing now.
But, you know, if we put the felony disqualification stuff in there, it won't catch everything, but it'll catch a lot of it.
Yeah.
And that's clear.
That's a clear red line.
And a lot of people don't even know that they have felonies, you know, where a lot of people say, oh, no, I wasn't aware. Well, when it says on your denial letter, you got
a felony conviction.
But, you know, we're trying to cut down on things. So even if we cut down 5%, we're cutting down something.
Anything's better than nothing.
But then we cut down our docket too. Like I said, because it's always at the last minute. I mean, I don't know they have disqualifiers until I get from the state. Bryn is really good about communicating. Chris, not so much. And that's okay. And it's not that he's not, he just likes to do everything by himself, and that's okay. Like Bryn asks me to do the emails for her if she's going to reinstate, and she'll say, this is who I'm making stipulated agreements with, and this is who we're going to go forward with.
Gives you a heads up.
Disqualifiers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chris does it all by himself, and then he's got a meeting in 2 weeks. Well, actually, I think it's going to be Bryn. No, I think it's going to be Chris. In 2 weeks, I know nothing about what's going on with that hearing. Nothing. I know that he's issued a few, you know, dribbles and drabs here, but he's got still 12 on his backlog. That I don't know what's going on, if he's making agreements with these people, if they're going to be issued, if they're disqualified. I don't know. I know nothing until next Monday he has to have this stuff to me.
I think we beat that to death. I think we've covered that.
So, I mean, and that's okay. But like I said, like that guy that called me today. Like, I mean, he didn't call, he emailed. But he's got a disqualifier, and, you know, what is my role as far
I wouldn't give legal advice, but you could say it appears that.
Yeah.
And you know, here's the statute.
The day of, do you want to come or do you not want to come?
Yeah.
And then he's, you know, then unless he says, okay, well, I'll just withdraw and come back and say, oh, he withdrew.
Are we still on the record?
Yeah, that's why I sort of tried to.
Okay, yep, let's, okay, so we can adjourn and do our thing.
Make a motion to adjourn?
I thought we did that.
One second.
No, we didn't.
Oh.
Okay, who seconded it?
That's in it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now we're adjourned.
Retroactive.